This one name has come to epitomize both Wall Street's success and public resentment against the financial system. Goldman Sachs, the 140-year-old investment firm, has long been known as an outlier with an indisputable record of financial success. The Times of London recently called the firm the best cash-making machine that global capitalism has ever produced, and some say a political force more powerful than governments. Despite last year's deep recession, the firm posted a $13.4 billion profit, a Wall Street record. And it recorded another $3.5 billion gain for the first quarter of this year, a 91% increase. The firm's influence extends well beyond markets. Two of the last six U.S. Treasury secretaries were Goldman CEOs before they left for government. Despite, or perhaps because of this success, the firm has come under attack from both Washington and Main Street. Many point to the billions that it received from AIG after the insurer received a massive bailout from the government. Other critics say that the firm owes more to society after taking advantage of cheap capital provided by the government. More recently, the bank stands accused of deceiving its clients and profiting from the collapse of the housing market. Reports broke late last night that the Justice Department has opened a preliminary criminal investigation into the firm's trading. The news comes just 2 weeks after the SEC accused the firm of fraud. This has all had a deep impact on Goldman Sachs. Its stock fell over 9% today and has dropped 20% in just 2 weeks. Its reputation has been called into question.